Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom Kidron, CEO of Worlds.com. Worlds.com trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is WDDD. And Worlds.com is a 3D entertainment portal, which uses its technology to offer visitors a network of virtual multi-user environments, which it calls Worlds. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
My pleasure, Juan.
Great. Now, start off by talking about your agreement with Pearson.
Well, the agreement with Pearson calls for Worlds to build a series of 3D virtual environments that will utilize existing Pearson content in the educational area that will be supplemented in a 3D virtual world, allowing multiple users in a shared space to articulate with each other through voice over IP and access the other media that Pearson has presented and created this educational content. So whether it's in PowerPoint or whether it's in word form or video clips, that media will be integrated into Worlds and shared with multiple users online. There is a series of Worlds that we will be building on their behalf that will be assessed internally by Pearson to determine the status for a full rollout. Of course, Pearson is the largest educational publisher in the world and has many different divisions that have different educational and training content, and we're focusing on a number of those at this time.
Great. And talk about some of the emerging trends in this market and how well positioned is Worlds to capitalize on some of these trends.
Well, the evolution of collaborative development in shared space has been embraced by IBM and Cisco and Intel at this point. So industry leaders have clearly seen the advantage of using an immersive virtual world as an enhancement to the already existing approach that they have for collaborative training and education and the distribution of content. IBM actually quite regularly has meetings within their virtual world that's created by Second Life and hosted on their servers, with the CEO of the company meeting with employees as well as with regular people that are not associated with the company to promote IBM products and services, as well as internally to hold distance meetings that don't require full travel support for all of the individuals around the world and can be held fairly quickly. If you are familiar with WebEx, Worlds is taking this to the next step, where WebEx will be shared in a virtual world where your avatar, which is your persona, is represented in the space, and people can take the floor and moderators can direct questions and responses, and people have an intuitive sensibility when they're in a spatial environment to be able to relate much better than when they are more of a print media model, which is a flat screen just looking at material with people's names on the side as to who's joining that conference.
Great, interesting. And what differentiates your company from other players in your sector, such as Second Life?
I think first and foremost is that Worlds holds a portfolio of patented IP. We have three very important patents in the virtual world space. The first patent was applied for in 1995 prior to any of the other companies that are in the virtual world existing, and was awarded in 2001, and then a subsequent patent filed in 2000 was awarded in 2007, and third patent was issued last month in March. So the company has one from a differentiator IP portfolio that gives us protection, and the company is launched its first litigation against the company NCSoft, which is in the courts and is moving forward. Secondarily, the company has a very small footprint as far as the client download. The other players have fairly robust, sizable clients in the 75 to 100 megabytes, and they really perform only well on a high-speed, high-performance piece of equipment. Worlds, on the other hand, has a 5-megabyte client that works quite well on legacy equipment, which is a larger universe of equipment out there. And in fact, World was created as a 3D browser, which is a big differentiation in that, like a regular Internet Explorer Firefox browser, you can look at other 3D sites that use World's platform and stream the world in, so it is more dynamic and updatable versus having to download upgrades for these other companies. There are a number of other issues that World has. We have an integrated stored value debit platform and microeconomy built into the platform, so you can take the real world economy into the world and then take it off on a Visa debit card platform. We also have integrated voice over IP, as I mentioned before, for many users, and have a very robust tool for building worlds that is integrated into the browser itself in that 5 megabyte platform. And it's extremely intuitive and easy to use, whereas one of, I guess, the biggest knocks that Second Life has on a recurring basis is that it is an overly engineered product that is very difficult for users to understand how to use and requires you to have a 20-minute tutorial before you even get into the world.
So it's a lot easier to use and to navigate through.
Correct.
Right. And in terms of the company's growth, are you looking towards organic growth, or will you look for M&A activities, or both?
Well, both of them is correct. We are looking at a couple of strategic opportunities that will bring World into a mobile platform with some companies that are in that area right now and that appreciate the ability of taking an avatar onto a mobile handset and communicating from the handset back into the virtual world and using microeconomy payments through an M-wallet. Internally also, the company has been making some strategic relationships with brands that have large user bases. So the ability to grow exponentially is going to be gauged more by our relationships with strategic players, as Worlds is going to release and has announced our relationship with DMC, who was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's a very large hip-hop artist and has a big following. We have a couple of other significant entertainment properties that have very, very large user bases. And it's our hope that leveraging those user bases with this new platform that is much more of a social network that takes you beyond the Facebook and MySpace, which is, again, a print media model, into a virtual immersive space, will generate significant users and a revenue that come off that user base.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through management background and experience, Tom, including yourself.
Sure. My background, I come from the interactive media for over 25 years. I have, before this company, created a company called the College Television Network, publicly listed company. It was sold to MTV in 98. It is now known as MTVU. It's the largest on-campus private closed-loop network that provides entertainment and advertising sales. Before that, I had been involved with creating two strategic companies in the gaming industry, American Softworks Corporation and Motown Interactive, and that was the first to integrate advertising into video games with Nestle and a game called Treasure Hunt, and the first to use ethnic characters and music as a motif in a video game with Rap Jam, which had the major rap artists of the time in the space. I also worked at Mattel Toys and ran a special project for the chairman and the president, which was a first CD-based interactive game system, and was brought into Mattel for having created the first Laserdisc-based arcade game system in the early 80s, which brought film quality into an arcade medium. I have two patents to my name outside of the patents that Worlds has as well.
Well, great. Sounds like you're having fun and also, you know, doing good things for the, you know, for the industry. And can you talk about some of some of the milestones and objectives that you and the rest of management has set forth for the company over the next year?
Well, our objective is to try to achieve a user base in excess of $1 million in the next year, to have our technology platform ported to a mobile platform, and to be able to diversify the product offering into more corporate and educational applications, and to work, as I said earlier, with strategic partners that have big user bases or have existing media that we can integrate, and that 3D world can be an augment. I think we'll be successful in achieving most of these objectives, and look forward to having a further conversation with you in less than a year before we achieve that. A lot will obviously be dependent upon the patent litigation that I mentioned earlier. If Worlds prevails, as we are strongly believe we will, it will be a significant sea change in the way that the 3D multi-user environment is seen, because Worlds technically and quite literally invented the space and has the patents, and that's what we are prosecuting. So it will have implications on a revenue basis significantly as far as patent enforcement.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors understand the general direction the company is headed in?
I think that the investors are looking at the 3D space. Interestingly, over $885 million was invested by venture capital firms into 3D worlds in 08, and we're starting to see traction in a number of those worlds. They clearly have seen the success of Club Penguin, at least in the Disney paid the $700 million for that site, and other sites that are focused more for young children in virtual worlds, in particularly in this tough economy, that the disposable income that parents are willing to give their children to go online, which is cheaper than a ticket to a movie theater where they can get an entertainment value that lasts a month, is proven itself. So I clearly believe that Worlds meets that criteria, and the general investing public can see what Worlds has done historically and what Worlds is doing now, and has a very proactive position moving forward, and I think a very enviable position as far as our technology platform, our IP portfolio, our historic basis, board members who have deep roots in the entertainment and game industry, as well as strategic partners that we have historically had and are continuing to develop and will be announcing in the near future.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Tom Kindren, CEO of Worlds.com. Once again, the company trades on the OTC bulletin board, ticker symbol WDDD, currently trading at 17 cents a share. And before we conclude, Tom, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Worlds.com as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, clearly, given the current market conditions and the decline in people's portfolio, the best way, I would say, for people to recover losses that they've realized this past year is in stocks of world nature, which are very relatively inexpensive and have great growth potential, are based on solid fundamentals of technology and a market that is large and growing and proven to be growing, is a multi-billion dollar market, are some significant players in it, and Worlds is a key player in that marketplace, and therefore, I believe, a good, sound investment for long-term play and growth.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track Worlds' progress and growth, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Juan.